Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has increased the length of snippets in its search results. WeChat Pay is to launch in Malaysia, and researchers found that the Vietnamese e-commerce market is one of the fastest growing in the world. Google has increased the average length of snippets in its search results. A snippet is the text that appears in the search results below a website's URL and describes the content on the page. Data from Rank Ranger has found that the average length of a snippet in Google's search results has grown from 160 characters in mid-November to 230 characters as of the beginning of December. A spokesperson from Google has confirmed the change to search engine land, saying, "We've recently made a change to provide more descriptive and useful snippets to help people better understand how pages are relevant to their searches. This resulted in snippets becoming slightly longer on average." The Chinese tech giant Tencent has announced that it's going to launch its mobile payment service WeChat Pay in Malaysia. The news comes after the Malaysian authorities finally granted the company an e-payments license, allowing them to handle local transactions in the country. WeChat Pay is set to launch in Malaysia in early 2018, an event that will mark the first time that WeChat Pay will launch outside of its home country of China. Tencent chose Malaysia as a target market because it already has a strong foothold in the country. 20 million people in Malaysia already use the WeChat app, and the country is generally welcoming of Chinese technology. WeChat Pay is not the only Chinese mobile payment service to turn its attention to Malaysia. Its biggest rival, Alipay, launched in the country in June this year. The Vietnamese e-commerce market is one of the fastest growing in the world, according to research by Kantar World Panel. Whilst current rates of online shopping in the country are low, at 0.5% of fast-moving consumer goods, this is growing at a rate of 69% a year. E-commerce is growing in the country thanks to a combination of factors, including rising levels of internet penetration and smartphone ownership. Kantar World Panel advises that businesses wanting to target the Vietnamese market should enter it now, whilst competition is still low, in order to establish themselves as a key player in the e-commerce landscape. The study also highlighted some obstacles to growth that need to be addressed, however, including high logistics costs and cautious consumer trust in online shopping. Research by WARC has predicted that global mobile ad spend will hit $98.3 billion this year, equivalent to 23% of all ad spend. The amount of money spent on mobile advertising is up 35% on last year, meaning that mobile is now the world's second largest ad medium. 51% of this mobile ad spend is going on search advertising, followed by display advertising at 45%, with classified ads and other ad spend making up the remaining 4%. Looking at the advertising landscape more generally, the study found that the duopoly of Google and Facebook is becoming stronger. Advertising expenditure on these two platforms are set to account for 61% of all online ad spend this year, up from 58% last year. And finally, the number of business profiles on Instagram has reached 25 million. Instagram business profiles differ from normal profiles in that businesses can add a contact us button and also view analytics such as the unique reach and number of impressions that the posts and stories receive. Companies wanting these benefits can switch their normal profile to a business profile, meaning that they will not lose any followers. There is strong evidence that Instagram users are keen to follow and interact with business profiles. 80% of Instagram users follow a business profile, with 40% of people who go on Instagram every day view at least one business profile. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free Catch-Up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.